with it. A pretty good day. Let's make it a wonderful Monday, shall we?
It is a Monday, after all.
A radio focused on the good day way for you to get yourself going. It's Monday, the 17th of June, so we're halfway through the sixth month. And so that means...
It's Christmas, everybody!
Yeah, it'll be Christmas pretty soon. Hooray, hooray. Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program, along with Ken Kessler. Richie continuing his treatments. He may or may not be in. It depends on how they
are
going with
him. He starts this week, doesn't he, his treatment?
Well, he had the actual... He had that...
It's not a
stint.
It's a port that's put in.
Put in. And so he's ready to go. I've talked to him. I didn't actually talk to him yesterday, but I'm trying to keep in touch. Well, we always have been in touch. But now the focus of our conversation isn't so much what's going on in the radio program, it's what's going on with him and his family. But he has the right attitude. And for those of you who are unaware and may have been gone from the schedule or from listening to the program, Rich McFadden, who's been an integral part of this program for 17, 18 years, you may have heard, almost a month ago now, isn't it? When he was in the hospital, had a problem with his jugular vein, and what was found was a pretty good-sized tumor, which was diagnosed as Hodgkin's lymphoma. And they are evaluating whether it stayed where it was in his chest or went elsewhere. And so what they have said to him is this is very treatable. You're going to go through a 3 or 4 month period of chemotherapy in which he'll lose his hair and lose some weight, and maybe all those things will
He's going to be hot and bald when he's all done.
So that's the story. We're holding him in a wonderful close stead. It's kind of... Have you ever really wrapped yourself? I asked this of Kenny Kessler and of Jennifer, who's here with me. Have you ever, in your mind, wrapped yourself around somebody or a group of people that you love, just sort of in a protective mode, or you wrap yourself in that protective veil, use your imagination, because thoughts are things, and so the people that you care about, oftentimes, if you think about how to protect them. And maybe a lot of that happened Father's Day weekend. Fathers, good fathers, are interested in protecting their family, protecting their children, protecting their loved ones. So I think in a way, that's what, as this radio family is expansive, a couple of 3 million people listen to this program over the course of a week. And so maybe it would be helpful if you would be so kind as to think about Rich in your prayers. You wrap him in that veil of love and protection and security. And that'll go a long, long way to making sure this thing works out the way it's supposed to.
I joke with Rich a lot about this because I know he needs to joke about it.
Yeah, he does.
He needs to be taking it lightly.
This is nothing to take lightly.
But I have to tell you, he's been on my mind so much lately because it's so shocking to get a diagnosis like that. When you go into the doctor for something and then it's like, I mean, thank God he went in and didn't just let it sit, but it's just...
Well, he couldn't move his neck.
He had to.
Yeah.
I mean, and thankfully his neck did get sore. I mean, think about how long people live with symptoms and they don't even know they have stuff.
Well, it puts into focus a lot of other things that are part and parcel, of our reality. The people who worry, as some of you may, as spouses, worry about things that are, when you put this into the context of what it really is and some of the things that bother you about things that may be part of your relationship or not, you have arguments with friends at work, or you get angry at people for foolishness. And at the end of one's life, there is always that question about whether you have played all of your cards properly. And I think that there's the whole count your blessings reality. There's a thought that I read actually over the weekend. It may be true that the unexamined life is not worth living, but neither is the unlived life worth examining.
Hmm.
How about that?
Interesting.
It may be true that the unexamined life is not worth living, but neither is the unlived life worth examining. Counting your blessings, one of the most important non-evil generators of human evil, tragedy, and suffering. Not counting your blessings. Count your blessings. Often when I pay a bill or buy something or enjoy a meal, I pause for a moment to appreciate the incredible array of people who made that experience possible. Think about that. Maybe the next time you sit down for a meal at a restaurant, you look at that spoon or their fork. You know, my children used to laugh at me when I was younger trying to teach them some of the values of life and how we'd chuckle about it. If only that bird could talk or if the walls could whisper. But, you know, you really, I don't think, oftentimes get yourself, talking about wrapping yourself in a veil of love, that you don't contemplate necessarily a lot the who and the whys and the wherefores. Again, take that spoon that you have, that you're using for your cereal this morning. How many people did it take to get that spoon to you? How many people did it take to get the cereal or whatever it is that you're eating, the yogurt? It's a staggering thing when you think about how all of these things fit together. And it is more staggering when you think about how complicated the universe is, and we have all these little nuances. You realize how many businesses there are in our country? Little businesses that are based on, let's say, growing the blueberries to go on the blueberry yogurt, or creating the aluminum foil that goes on the top of the yogurt container. I'm just thinking about something I've encountered this morning, the knife that cut my orange in half. You think about stuff, you just take it all for granted. It's all part of this amazing thing. And the fact that we are so incredibly blessed, and it is incredibly easy to forget how blessed we are because we spend so much time banging away, talking about things, or involving ourselves in things that may or may not be optimum. And so I ask you to just think about those things. And you can tell I'm waxing very philosophical because of Richie. And I am. But I will tell you, here's a reality check. Everybody ready for a reality check?
Yes, please.
Doug's reality check. The cereal, is that? Here's how my mind works. As I said, I made reference to that cereal that you're eating. What popped into my mind was grains and how we ought not to be eating grains, especially if they have a connection to Monsanto. One of my listeners, who is an avid listener, and also I think she certainly thinks the same way I do about GMO foods.
Before you go here, let's talk about, just tell everybody what Monsanto is, because some people don't know. It sounds like a disease sometimes.
Well, it probably creates some disease. Monsanto is the largest, I suppose we refer to them as a chemical company, in the world. They own and are operating many of the companies that are sources of your food. And they have been controversial of late, when I say late, last 4 or 5 years, because people are finally waking up to where their food comes from and how bad some of it really is for you, including genetically modified foods. And Monsanto is the king of genetically modified foods, trying to control the food supply, literally, in the world. In a moment, I'm going to run through a list of the companies that use Monsanto products. And you're going to wonder, when you're done with this, if there's any way to escape GMO foods. All right? So stand by for that. Coming up here on Good Day.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
Periodic brake inspection on your Buick is necessary to ensure optimal performance, proper rotor and pad tolerance.
Stop. Pull over here.
As I was saying, proper rotor
this and... This view is amazing.
Pad tolerance as well as alignment geometry must be maintained at maintenance...
Take me a picture.
When the certified service experts take care of your Buick, you can just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream.
Nothing worse.
You've been itching for. This is directed.
Itch for your histamines.
my histamines are itching right now.
And for you, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jazz, speaking of itches, Roberta Fasanelli is off today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So you'll be back with the Queen of Cheap on Thursday here on Good Day. Right now, a list of the companies. You make up your own mind. Are we going to post these? Did I say we ought to post these at DougStephan.com? Or
I was looking for the story so I could post it.
Okay, either I'll send it to you or... You can find it. Anyway, this is the list of companies to avoid if you don't like Monsanto or don't like GMO foods. All these companies have GMO foods. GMO components, mostly grains and stuff. Aunt Jemima, Banquet, Best Foods, Betty Crocker, Bisquick, Cadbury, Campbell's, Carnation, Chef Boyardee, Coca-Cola, Duncan Hines, Famous Amos, Frito-Lay, General Mills, Green Giant, Healthy Choice, Heinz, Hellman's, Hershey's, Wholesome, Hormel, Hungry Jack, Hunt's, Interstate Bakeries, Jiffy, Keebler, Kellogg's, Knorr, Kool-Aid, Kraft, Lean Cuisine, Lipton, Marie Callender's, Minute Maid, Morningstar, Mrs. Butterworth's, Nabisco, Nature Valley, Ocean Spray, Or Ida, Oroville Redenbacher, Pastoroni, Pepperidge Farms, Pepsi, Pillsbury, Pop Secret, Post Cereals, Power Bar Brand, Prego Pasta Sauce, Pringles, Procter & Gamble, Quaker, Ragu, Rice-A-Roni, Smart Ones, Stouffer's, Schweppes, Tombstone Pizza, Totino's, Uncle Ben's, and V8 all have Monsanto ingredients. So if you want to be strict and keep away from GMO foods, you got to avoid that list, which we'll post at DougStephan.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Aerosmith's Steven Tyler singing that life's a journey, not a destination. Maybe we need to remember that a little bit more as we think about our actions and the fruits of our labors. If you take action for action's sake, and you're not attached just to one particular action, perhaps you will welcome more the changes that come into your life. I hope this isn't too profound. I was thinking about this as I read about the Pope's blessing of the Harley-Davidson.
Bless them, Harley-Davidson.
Thousands and thousands of Harley-Davidson riders descended on the Vatican yesterday to be blessed by the Pope. Francis drove up the main boulevard leading to St. Peter's Square in his open-top Jeep, greeted by these bikers. If you haven't seen, there's got to be video. I saw a picture of this, Kenny. There's got to be some video of this someplace. He conducted mass in front of this huge crowd of leather-clad Harley riders who were in Rome to celebrate the motorcycle manufacturer's 110th anniversary.
Huh.
Harley-Davidson presented the Pope with two white classic Harleys for the Vatican Police Force.
That's cool.
I think it's fabulous.
I
want to
see him ride the Harley. The Harley.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. This guy.
You used to like him, huh?
I do like him. Yeah.
I do, too.
I like him. I like anybody who will bring people together in goodness and in truth and in light. And this guy has a genuine feeling about him, a genuine aura, if you will. There's a lot of goodness there, it seems to me. And so I couple that idea, the blessing of the Harley Davidsons, with what I just said about what came to me from Steven Tyler's song, Amazing. Maybe what you might take away from this is that if you can, you ought to get on the road today and don't miss out on the ride of your life. Don't leave any stone unturned. Don't leave any experience that you are able to take advantage of unexperienced. If you have that opportunity, then take advantage of it. I don't know, that's a little bit of Krishna here or whatever it is. But it is. Life is an experience. You got to experience it and grab on and have that ride of your life.
Life is a highway, Jennifer.
Yep. 28. Thank you for that profundity, Jennifer.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We all know what the economy's like, and we all want to save money, but can you save money on your pets as well? If you listen carefully, you can. First of all, exercise your pet, and don't feed them too much. Health and exercise can go a long way in keeping your pets healthy. It's also a good idea to choose a veterinarian before you need one. Get recommendations from people in the neighborhood. Shop around. Prices can vary greatly from one animal hospital to the next. Having your pets spayed or neutered is not only ethically the right thing to do, but can save money in the future because spayed and neutered pets are less risk for many different types of cancer. And don't be afraid to ask the vet for discounts. Some veterinarians offer multiple pet discounts as well as discounts for senior citizens. Many of the pet food you buy at the supermarket be just as good as some of the really expensive ones, so check with your vet on that as well. And ask your vet for a prescription for medications versus buying the medications from the vet. Sometimes generic prescriptions that you can get at the local pharmacy will save you a lot of money. Think about it. If you follow this advice, you'll save money, your pet will be happy, and so will your pocketbook. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show on this very station. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Here again, the Doug Stanford Good Day program at 33 after the hours. You're traveling around enjoying yourself this Monday morning. Hopefully you have good thoughts about Father's Day and what you did. And maybe we'll delve into that a little bit. No Queen of Cheaper Board today because Roberta's not here. Richie will be in a few minutes. And we have Jennifer with her television report. Also coming up this half hour, what's the hot stuff there, Jen?
It is daytime Emmys. They were yesterday, and I'll have all the big winners for you.
Yes. All of them?
All of them.
All of them.
On the scene.
Perfect.
All day.
All right. Here's our 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
James Holmes.
Ugh. Yes, I know who he is.
All right. Well, most people know who he is. What's the story behind the story, though, as he goes to trial? There's a significant story that is attached to his deed in Colorado. So what is it? Why specifically are we talking about James Holmes today and the reality of his trial? We have the significant trials going on, the Zimmerman trial, and I think maybe it suffers from the same fate, in fact. So what is it? What, and maybe I could ask the question that way. What do the James Holmes trial and the George Zimmerman trial have in common? You want a swell prize and are on top of the news, 888-302-3684. One of the things that we're following today, the trending story, or one of the trending stories, has to do with Edward Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
And the NSA. We ask the question in the top line. If you were at DougStephan.com in the trending box, you'd see a picture of me and my daughter for Father's Day, and my daughter's caption under it, "Oh, Dad."
How come every picture with you, she has that look on her face?
Well, because that's her when she
that,
listens
oh,
to her.
Daddy.
Oh,
oh,
Daddy.
Oh, Daddy.
But she does call me Daddy still. Oh, Daddy. Yes. So that is that's where we were sitting in a place called Lulu's. You know where that is, Jennifer? It's over on Beverly. It's a place we like to go for breakfast. And I had just come out with some profundity, no doubt. And so Megan's just kind of looking.
Is that a type of cheese dip?
Profundity? It was too early for cheese dip.
Oh,
it was breakfast. Or it's kind of brunch. We like brunches. When I'm there, we have brunch on Sunday morning. And so that was Megan reacting to something that I had said. But Brendan's on the other side of me. I don't remember who was on the other side. But Megan wanted to post a picture of me and her, so she did on our Facebook page yesterday. So we posted that. I want to get to this Taylor Swift tweet, Jennifer. I guess the question is whether or not Taylor Swift has dissed Kanye West. Remember how he dissed her? Why don't we go through that? Why don't you go back to the history of her being sort of victimized by him and what a jackass he is?
Well, it was the MTV Awards, and she was getting an award. She was on stage accepting it, and then he came up and interrupted her because he thought Beyonce deserved it. Right. Beyonce deserved the award.
Right.
So over the weekend...
You're white, you don't deserve it. Only black people deserve it.
That's white, Dougie. Get it?
Thank you.
Well, this weekend, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had their child.
Mm.
And so Taylor Swift tweeted, at Kim Kardashian, at Kanye West, yo, I'm happy for you, and I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best labors of all time.
Editor's note, smile when you listen to that.
That's very funny.
Good. Yeah. So we have that posted on the trending box at Good Day. And then we have the picture of Attorney General Holder next to Edward Snowden. And so our question is pretty bottom line basic. And this is something that you can reflect on or will think about it. Who is the bigger threat here? Snowden or the NSA? What do you think of Snowden? 888-302-3684. By leaking classified documents to the media, revealing that the NSA has been monitoring your phone and internet usage, we discussed last week whether or not you thought he was a hero or hemorrhoid, I think was the question.
That was the, yes.
And more people thought he was a hero, but then they started thinking about him being connected to the Chinese, and so you kind of follow, there are two sources of information, and I guess maybe the truth, if there's any such thing as the truth.
And then there's the latest this morning, finding out that he has also told The Guardian that the United States government and the British government were tapping phones of diplomats at the G8 summit or the G20 summit 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's a biggie.
That email.
Yeah.
So, you know, you move from one thing when you say, hey, the government is listening to my personal phone calls with United States citizens, and then it's a whole other story when you start going, hey, the United States government and the British government are tapping diplomats at G8 summits there, you know, where they're providing the phones and cell service most likely.
There was one of the television programs I watched over the weekend, now I'm trying to remember which one it was, sort of dealt with this. It was a drama about tapping phones, but if you watch Person of Interest, which is on CBS on Thursday nights,
yeah, they know everything about everybody.
Right, exactly. That's basically the theme of the program, and it's become a very popular show. So, but this is, I don't know if this is a rhetorical question or not. Who's the bigger threat, Snowden or the NSA? After what Richie just said, the NSA sounds like a lot more of a threat than Edward Snowden.
Yeah, no, I think the NSA is still more of a threat, but I just think Snowden's going about this in kind of a funky manner.
Well, he's an immature kind of...
Right.
He's not...
People would take this seriously if he did this the right way.
Okay, so maybe that's part of growing up and being... The other side of it is, Jennifer, being young and naive and full of, I want justice. Isn't that what young... I want to make sure that everything is done right and by the book and... So that's the wonderful freshness of being young and maybe naive,
you know,
or not as worn into the saddle as older people are. Yeah,
maybe this is a little bit too Hollywood of me, but usually when you see people that do this, they have an out game. Some kind of way where they're not on the run for the rest of their life, going to jail.
He's not smart enough to figure that out.
They've got somebody over a barrel that gets them an out. Yeah,
right.
And this guy's not that smart. He's just
he's not
there.
That experienced. People say he doesn't have an education. He's not dumb.
No,
he's
not
smart.
At all.
He's clever.
But he's going to be a cornered rat at some point.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Why do you say that, Kenny?
Well, he went to China. And he says that he's not hiding out, but he's talking to too many people now giving secrets to this newspaper and that newspaper, and there's just no way he's going to be able to keep himself safe, because sooner or later some of these people are going to think, how long is it going to be before he starts giving away our stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm. Well, that means that somebody's probably got a hit out on the guy much as anything else. 888-302-3684. Okay. So before we leave the issues of the day, at least for the moment, I want to go back to James Holmes and George Zimmerman and what they may or may not have in common. Frank's listening in defiance. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
So what do you? How do you compare these two?
Well, I believe they both have a history of being on psychiatric antidepressants, which have been known to spike aggressiveness and loss of impulse control.
Hmm. Now,
well, that's true.
Yes, I'm not.
It is true.
Yeah, it is true. Okay, so
give the man a prize.
Thank you.
The winner.
Here's what I had in mind. Not that this sometimes there's a real right and a real wrong answer. You are correct. And so to get to the specifics of what I was asking, so far in Colorado, the James Holmes trial has not occurred because they have a prospective juror list of 3,500 people.
That'd be a nightmare.
That's the estimate that came down on Friday afternoon, trying to figure out who would be able to render an impassioned verdict. And the same thing is true in the Zimmerman case. And I would speculate there's another. What's the other famous trial that's going on right now? Why did it just drop out of my head?
Whitey Bulger.
The Whitey Bulger's trial starts today in Boston. They've had a heck of a time finding people to sit on the jury because everybody knows and everybody has an opinion about whether this guy is guilty or not.
Now, I have a question about the James Holmes trial for the class.
Right, okay.
And that is, isn't he pleading insanity? Didn't he say guilty, but he's pleading insanity? So why is he having a trial?
Well, because they...
I thought they struck a deal with him. Am I making this up in my crazy head?
I do not believe that they struck a deal.
I don't think they struck a deal. He's pleading not guilty by reason of insanity.
Oh, not guilty.
You've got to figure it out.
Needs a trial. Okay.
Right. So far, the Holmes case, as an example, because he has, 160 counts of murder on him, as I remember, that movie theater in Denver, was that a year ago? When was that? That was like
a year ago.
Now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 12 people, who were killed, but there are all kinds of, attempted murder charges. So there are 40, the DA has 40,000 pages of evidence.
Yeah.
So, and
that's
this
not
is part of
trial.
the psychiatrist rendering. So you go to the Zimmerman thing, you go to Whitey Bulger. Can you imagine after this guy's been on the lam for 19 years? Can you imagine what kind of stuff they have on him they're trying to apply? It's astounding. It is. So anyway, do you get a fair trial out of this? I guess that remains to be seen. Jennifer is going to report on some of the latest things. And by the way, those of you who wonder about the box office totals, this weekend the Man of Steel topped the box office.
Saw it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. It's not without flaws for sure, but I liked it.
That's what Chucker said.
Yeah.
So the question comes at DougStefan.com today in the poll. Who's your favorite Man of Steel? A, George Reeves. B, Christopher Reeve. C, Dean Cain. D, Tom Welling. E, Brandon Routh. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Uh-huh.
Routh?
I think so.
My wife would choose the new guy, yeah.
Henry Cavill's the new guy. All right, she's all over him, right? Baby face.
He
likes his baby face.
And among other things.
Yeah, okay, all right. So he's pumped up, big deal.
He's the Man of Steel.
Dude is definitely sporting a six-pack, yeah.
He's in a new movie. He replaced Tom Cruise in the Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie. According to my son, who's on the set with his friend Armie Hammer, who's playing the other guy, he hasn't come down off of his Superman build yet. Apparently, that's what gets everybody all excited, as your wife got excited, Richie, about his abs. Oh, boy. 15 before the hour. Jennifer wows us with television information next to
you. And my abs.
And your abs. Let's see those abs.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And, boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com.
Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works, really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just 10 bucks can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donation. Donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
There was 57 channels and Television report time. Jennifer Horn is here to bring us up to date as to the season's beginning. The season's changing. To everything there is a season, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It looks like summer
change,
season.
Change, change, change.
Pretty good. I saw promos for a lot of shows that were on the networks and on cable. They look pretty good, actually.
Yeah, there's some new shows out. Summer is actually, it used to be that people just kind of stopped watching TV during the summer, but now a bunch of really good shows are out. Franklin and Bash starts this week, which I really enjoy that show. And then there's, you know, a lot of sitcoms on TV Land. I think Burn Notice is a summer show. So there's, yeah, there's stuff out there. But last night, Dougie, the Daytime Emmys took place on HLN. And Outstanding Game Show, just to go through a few of the winners that are fun, Outstanding Game Show was The Price is Right. Outstanding Game Show host was Ben Bailey. He's on the Cash Cab. Outstanding Talk Show is the Dr. Oz Show. Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives picked some out. Outstanding Drama Series and Writing was Bold and the Beautiful. General Hospital picked up a few awards in the acting category. For Culinary Program, it was a tie. It was The Best Thing I Ever Made on Food Network, and Trisha Yearwood's Southern Kitchen, also on the Food Network.
Hmm.
Yeah, kind of interesting stuff. Outstanding Talk Show was Ellen DeGeneres. Outstanding Drama Series was The Bold and the Beautiful. Outstanding Morning Program was CBS Sunday Morning. Outstanding Special Animated Program was a Star Wars series that was out. So, I don't know. I think the Daytime Emmys are actually kind of interesting because it's the stuff that you watch during the day that's always on that kind of keeps you company, but that you just never really pay much attention to. Outstanding Talk Show host was Ricky Lake, which is funny because her show's been canceled.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. In other news, speaking of Ellen DeGeneres, internet sensation Sophia Grace Brownlee, she's 10 years old, and Rosie McClelland, she's 6. They're getting their own TV show. Why, you ask? Well, they are singing and dancing cousins who have become internet superstars all because of the Ellen show.
Really?
There's a new Nickelodeon program that's cast them as Sam and Kat, so they'll be now TV stars.
Really? Yeah. Too young for that?
Perhaps.
Yeah. All right, by the way, the story about the Pope continuing to gain those fans with the bikers who were blessed at Vatican City this weekend. You can check out the whole story in detail at DougStefan.com along with some of the other things that are trending items of interest that we have for you as we're here to follow the interesting leads of the day on Good Day.
if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a focus on the medical news this week. And I guess, Ken, the number one story, if we were to go through with a big voiced announcer and add the top five, we'd start at number one, which is the transplantation of the lungs. The transplantation doesn't, it's sort of redundant as a re-transplantation, because taking an old set out, putting a new set in, the parents took on Washington and won, right? The girl seems to be fine.
It took a congressman and a senator to take on the head of Human Health and Services to have Ms. Sebelius change the law.
Look like a jerk.
That allows a 12-year-old or someone under the age of 12 to be eligible for adult organs. But the good news is Sarah Murnaghan, this 10-year-old girl from Pennsylvania with cystic fibrosis, she now has 2 new lungs. They were transplanted and resized into her body without any complications. 6 hours of surgery. She's doing well. I think her prognosis is good.
Yep. So that's good. Hold your hopes high for her. And again, when you fight the establishment and you win, it always feels good. Here's some good news for those of you who have taken Dr. Ken's advice about vitamin D. Last week we were talking about being out in the sun. This is something that a lot of people don't really understand, the significance of vitamin D, Ken.
Out of the European Society of Human Genetics, of all places, in Paris this week, there's a direct link, Doug, between a deficiency in vitamin D, which is caused by lack of exposure to the sun, and high blood pressure, which also raises the likelihood of stroke and heart attacks. Vitamin D, it's mainly made in the skin as a reaction to sunlight, but it can also be obtained from oily fish like salmon or eggs and fortified breakfast cereal. It's known to be important for good health, growth, and strong bones. And I recommend, you know, we're so careful going out in the sun these days. That's why so many of us have low vitamin D levels. But you need 10 to 15 minutes of unexposed sunlight each day.
All right, so let me just stick on that for a second. The essence of its creation versus getting it through a capsule. and how much sun you are. Let's underscore that again. How much sun you really are intelligent to leave unfettered before
take
you put on.
Take the sunblock off and go out there in your full body for 10 to 15 minutes a day. That's ideal. And then the body will make enough sunlight through sunlight, the vitamin D. But if you can't, then you want to take vitamin D. Don't take more than 2,000 units without talking to a doctor per day. But I recommend everybody at least once in their life get a blood test with vitamin D. Make sure it's at least above 30.
Why wouldn't you have that in your blood test every year?
Well, because of cost. Most people have to pay for this out of pocket. But if you don't have to, it can't hurt.
All right. A short stroll is good for all kinds of things.
Absolutely. This is out of Diabetes Care. Older adults at risk for getting diabetes who took a 15-minute walk after every meal, Doug, they improved their blood sugar levels. Three short walks after eating work better to control blood sugar levels than one 45-minute walk in the morning or evening.
All right, Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who are bringing you PT9. Ken explains the benefits of using this product called PT9.
Question for you guys and women, please listen also. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from this good company called Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
And now, for the next week or so, you can order PT9 and get a product called Heart Factors free with your order. 800-811-6931. That's the important number. The important product is PT9. It's important because it deals with the symptoms that come up when you have prostate issues. 800-811-6931. Most importantly, it helps you get a good night's sleep. And that's why more women call 800-811-6931 to get this than men do. So now you get two for the price of one, PT9, and this Heart Factors, and it'll help your heart's cool thing. You'll enjoy it. Lots of people are on it. PT9, 800-811-6931. Dr. Ken Kronos, always a pleasure and always informative having him here on the Good Day program.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.